Good morning, and welcome to your morning tradition.
You almost sounded like, good morning, Vietnam.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Mike and Lisa Austin, we're the Austins, and we're happy to be part of your Thursday morning, August the 6th. Welcome to it. If you're listening to us on the replay in the afternoon, well, good afternoon. Nice to see you. You missed us this morning. Where were you? All right. Coming up later on today, our usual stuff. I mean, we've got your saint of the day. We've got Mrs. Weigel last night started this whole new book. It's the
Ghost of
Kingdom Come.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that she started off by saying, don't be scared. We all know ghosts. There's the Holy Ghost. There's St. Joseph, the saints, you know, like that.
She is so perfect.
Yeah, she really is. So if you missed it, Mom and Dad, Mrs. Weigel on later on tonight, definitely tune in for that. 7:30 Central Time U.S. is where we are on that. So the saint of the day today, I don't know who has that. Well, we'll find out here in a couple of minutes.
We will. Right. We'll be surprised.
Yay. Well, our guest today is going to be, again, we're going to welcome Louis Tafari, but now we're not talking pilgrimage.
Mm-mm. We had Louis on. He did such a great job. We're having him back.
Yeah. We're thinking we're working on him having his own show. But Louis is a wealth of knowledge and information. And we had him on the other day for the Santa Fe pilgrimage. But Louis has a website in which he deals with rubrics and liturgy.
Etiquettes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he's very good at it.
Oh, yeah. Go check it out. It's
you know how everybody just has niches?
We
that's
do?
His, yeah.
Okay.
That's his niche.
Well, he's got a number of them because he also digs like model railroads, old railroad cars. He mm-hmm. likes railroads and
well,
stuff.
Well, you know, and Father Wood's niche, it's, you know, the Latin word of the day.
Right. Well, Louis's he's got a number of niches. He's written for The Remnant. He's written for Angelus Press. He's written for his own blog and his own website. Roman, help me with this because I'm going to mess it up. I know I was messing it up all day yesterday. Romanitas Press, right? Thank you. The clapping of one. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's cute.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right, once again.
Good morning.
Then I shortened it up. Here you go.
Good morning.
Just a big one like that. So it's a little good morning.
Great.
Yeah. So anyway.
New fun.
Later, we're going to talk to Louis about his website. We're going to plug the heck out of his website because it's really everything you need to know. He has churches that consult him as to what to do on certain things.
He certainly does.
So, we'll ask him about his website and let him explain it himself, his own fine self. But, I don't know, are we ready for your day in history? I guess.
Sure, if you're ready.
Well, I guess I'm ready. I don't have... Louis is going to take up a bunch of the show this morning because he's got so much to say. At least I have a lot to ask him about. So, Lisa, let me ask you.
Okay, what?
How can you know where you're going?
If you don't know
where you've been. All right.
Okay. We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today is Thursday. It's August the 6th. In the year of our Lord, 2015. 'Twas on this... Oh, by the way, this is 218th day of the year. There's 147 of these left for you, so... Get shopping for my Christmas present, okay? You haven't got much time. How about that?
Jeez.
It was on this date in 258, and I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. On this date in 258, St. Sixtus II ended his rope. His rope?
No, his reign.
Did I just say rope?
You did.
I meant to say reign and pope at the same time. His reign as Catholic pope. There we go.
And on this date in 523, we're dyslexic today.
I don't know, man.
It's 523. Saint Hormisdas ends his reign as Catholic pope.
It was on this day in 768, anti-pope Constantine II was deposed.
And on this day in 1623, Maffeo Barberini elected...
That'd be Maffeo, I think, isn't it?
Is it Maffeo?
Yeah. Maffeo sounds too close to Mafia.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
No, it's Maffeo.
He's elected Pope Maffeo. Urban VIII.
All right. A lot of Pope stuff today.
There is.
1806, the Holy Roman Empire ended. Oh, and you've got the big one. Go ahead.
The big one today, August 6th in 1945. The atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, by the U.S. B-29 Super Fortress,
the Enola
Gay.
Yeah, very famous stuff.
Yeah.
What is the name of the church? Wasn't there a Catholic church or a...
Right in the middle of the epicenter of the... Yep. I forgot the name of it, but they survived.
Yeah, and didn't the statue of the Blessed Mother not get harmed or something like that? In all of that devastation, wasn't there the statue of the Blessed Mother? We got to look that up.
I have the article from decades ago. I saved it.
Let's do that at the end of the show. Maybe we can read some of that at the end of the show today.
Sure.
All right, because we got to get to Louis Tafari. We'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you from each and every one of us.
Good morning!
There you go. And we will come back here. Go get yourself another coffee, and let's play around a little bit. Actually, we've got some good stuff to talk. I love this guy. Louis Tafari is coming back to talk about his website, Romanitas Press. And hopefully I'm getting it right.
I think you have it right.
He'll correct me if I'm
in Kansas, Missouri.
Yes. No. Kansas, Missouri.
No, what did he say?
Kansas City, Missouri.
There you go.
Kansas is a state.
Yes, I know. I knew
punchy.
There was Kansas in there somewhere.
There have been a lot of late nights working on our website and this radio show. And a little bit of sleep. So we're going to come back and welcome you to the rest of your Thursday morning here on your morning tradition, MagnificatMedia.com, Magnificat Radio, where we are
living our faith.
Magnificat Radio is available locally anywhere you are, through the internet, worldwide. If this is important to you, to have Magnificat Radio available in your life, then your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain it and keep Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, going. Thank you for listening to and supporting Magnificat Radio.
Good morning and welcome to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin, the Austin family, coming to you direct from the Austin family compound, where the moat is full, the arrow slots in the gun towers are manned, and we are prepared, man. I'm telling you. Joining us now is he's become an old friend, and we've never met him face to face. From down in St. Yeah, I almost said St. Louis, Missouri. Now, see, at least I got the right state this time, Louis. Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, last time I didn't even have the right state, so you know. We hit it right. Louis Tafari, ladies and gentlemen. Louis Tafari from his website is Romanitas Press. And go to
Romanitas.
Did I get it right?
Romanitas.
Romanitas
Press.
Okay. Hello. RomanitasPress.com. And if you now let's get serious, because your website, I could spend days on your website, Romanitas Press, and that's Romanitas Press. And those listening are just heard me spell it. They went, yeah, we already knew that, Mike. We could spell it. You can't. But
no, you can't say it.
But I'm telling you, the stuff you find here, it's a liturgical media apostolate that this man runs on his own. You're on your own there, aren't you, Louis?
That is correct.
All right.
It's impressive.
So I want to get into it a little bit about what it is you do at Romanitas Press, and specifically an article I ran across because it speaks directly to me as far as a question I've had on my mind for a while. Give just an overview of what you do there with Romanitas Press.
Well, Romanitas Press, as it stated, is a liturgical media apostolate. It was started first to provide training materials to altar servers for a traditional Roman Mass. And it kind of widened into something a little bit further. One of the first things that I actually produced was a service mass response card. So it teaches the servers how to properly pronounce the Latin responses, how to make them correctly. And then after that, I actually produced a book. I authored a book called The General Principles of Ceremonies of the Roman Rite for Inferior Ministers, which kind of gives like the liturgical rules of the road, like why you bow, when and how, genuflect, et cetera, et cetera. And then I ended up reprinting some other books as well that are connected with the liturgy.
Louis, do you do everything in rhyme? When you bow, Where and how? Is it like a Dr. Seuss thing?
No, I just kid you. Nothing that elaborate, Mike.
I just kid it.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
It might help some of the younger acolytes to remember all those little principles.
Where to bow, when and how. I like that. We were talking about your website and you just yesterday behind your back when we were on our show yesterday morning, kind of plugging what we were going to do today. And I said that you actually consult people outside the tradition. I mean, you're just a Catholic liturgical consultant. Didn't you tell me that you even had, some little chapel somewhere, they were going to have, the bishop was coming, and so they asked you about rubrics for a visit from a bishop.
It was in Amsterdam. The gentleman who actually is normally the first MC for their ceremonies there, it's the famous St. Agnes Church. A lot of people who are familiar with, like, the New Liturgical Movement blog would recognize the name probably right away. It's a very conspicuous. It's got this beautiful canopy over the altar and everything,
and
it's got a neat stone kind of mosaic background to it. Well, the gentleman had actually consulted me because Cardinal Burke was coming to offer the pontifical mass, and so he had some specific questions. Well, what happens with our local ordinary, and who uses the throne, and those kind of things. And I was able to not only provide him with the general rules for that, but then also explain to him a few things that are particular to Belgium. There's certain, I have an entire liturgical library, which rivals most seminaries and, you might say like a Benedictine college where they have a ton of this liturgical material.
Right.
So I can pull off the shelf at whim, you know, several great rubrications were actually, Belgium. And then they specifically speak of in their books what particular customs were in their country.
Wow.
It's one of the things I like to do.
Because I would think
people out that way.
I would think there are, you know, you spoke about particular customs in different countries. That's got to be sort of a minefield to wander through, because every country has its own little twist, I guess. I mean, mm-hmm. When you go to a Latin Rite Mass, and you recognize, that's one of the beautiful thing. Beautiful? Did I say beautiful?
You just did.
That's one of the beautiful things about it is you go anywhere in the world and you recognize certain things, but then there's little local customs. You've done research on all of these different customs, Lewis?
Well, I wouldn't say I've done them for every single country, but there's certain. In fact, you can't even go by country sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like France, for instance, is a whole different ball of wax. I mean, things can be different from parish to parish there. They're very, very Gallican in their in their approach to the liturgy, and you can see vast differences on little minor points there. But for instance, in the United States, though, as well as for you might say for Great Britain, there certainly was a cohesive set of specific liturgical customs, and in fact, our customs here in America were extremely similar to those in Great Britain. And in fact, one of the interesting thing about the English as well as the Americans, you know, we're very pragmatic and practical when it comes to doing things, and mm-hmm. when it comes to ceremonial, no one can really beat the British, and they're just so well known for that tradition and everything.
Right,
no one can hold a candle to them, and it's interesting because both the English and the Americans are very, very Roman in their approach. What few local customs they have are also very restrained compared to like what you might see like in a country like France, because that Gallican mentality is very superfluous.
Right.
If that term can be used, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just their spirit.
Right.
And whereas the Anglo-American spirit is keep it simple.
Refined.
Right. So There's all these books that were written either in Great Britain or written in America, and I have books that go back from 1829 all the way up until 1964, and they have a consistency to them about what their legitimate local customs were. And unfortunately, sometimes you see, like here in America, you go from parish to parish, and you get some of these old-timers, and they're like, oh yeah, this is what we used to do in our parish back in 1955. It's like, well, that's not what they were supposed to be doing.
Just because you did it didn't mean it was supposed to be done that way.
Exactly. So that's one of the other things that I'm very keen to do is to try to provide the information out there for, look, this is the ideal of how the Roman Mass should be served, or how these ceremonies should be executed, not only according to the Roman Rite, the universal method, but here is what we do. Also, these are the local customs of the United States that were observed. These are the official ones that were sanctioned. And in fact, not just sanctioned, they're actually required by law. They have what's called the force of law by custom. And unfortunately, a lot of people have a misunderstanding what custom is. Some people will say, well, that's a custom. Well, no, that's not really a custom, actually. In fact, that might be an abuse.
Oh, well, okay, so explain custom then. What would be a custom? What's legally a custom?
Generally speaking, and there's several different aspects to custom, which we probably don't have time to go through here. An excellent source, if anybody really wants to read about this further, Angelus Press, for instance, sells this book, as well as there are places like Preserving Christian Publications, who are the ones that actually reprinted this title. It's called The Celebration of Mass, A Study of the Roman Missal, and it was done by J.B. O'Connell. And he is an excellent liturgist, and he has an excellent chapter on liturgical law, and in it he explains about custom. But in this particular case, to give you an example, at the first Plenary Council of Baltimore that was held here in the United States, the American bishops were facing a quandary because America at that time was missionary territory. So you had all these priests coming from different countries, and they were bringing with them their own customs and their own little rituals.
Right.
And the rituals had little specific customs to them. And the American bishops, which weren't just Americans, you know, they were Irish, they were French, they were German, they were Italians, and that one Italian particularly is going to come up here in a second. They decided, very prudently, in my opinion, that they were going to follow strictly the Roman usage. And this was kind of a trend going on at that period anyways, because a lot of people were kind of tired of all the local usages that were going on everywhere, which is causing a certain disunity, you know, from place to place to place, and, and people were starting to more and more say, let's go back to what the strict Roman usage is. And then eventually they added some local customs to that. Well, so this is what they did, and they commissioned Bishop Rosati. So Bishop Rosati was an Italian and a Vincentian, and he had grown up in the Papal States, and so he was very accustomed to the Roman usage, and he compiled the very first official manual in American English, which we call today, nicknamed the Baltimore Ceremonial, but it's really called the Ceremonial for Use in the Churches of the United States of America.
Holy cow.
And the first, and so this guy compiled all this and put this together, and this is what the Second Plenary Council and the Third Plenary Council kept backing up and saying, this is what is mandated for use throughout all of our churches in the United States of America. And later this book was kind of superseded by other rubrics that came about in America. There were other serving guides that came out as well, too. But if you really wanted to get to understand, you know, here's what the official American customs are, you could consult that book. Another great book that could be consulted would be very Reverend Lawrence O'Connell's The Book of Ceremonies, which is an absolutely fabulous book. I would have to say, when it comes to the description of the liturgical ceremonies and the rubrics, the Americans and the English are some of the best, if not the best, in their descriptions, in their detail that they give, in how they treat of the subjects, which is thorough and easy to understand.
Or Lewis, we could just go to romanitaspress.com.
Yeah, what is that?
We could just go to your website and just contact you, because you have a contact through your website, and just say, Lewis, tell us what's going on here. Then I don't have to look everything up. You see how easy it is?
That'd make more work for me. I'd rather people buy the book and do the research.
I do have
serving notes that I've put together and compiled, and hopefully one day they'll actually make up a book. Someone once nicknamed, they said, so when is the Defariarium coming out?
Your website is kind of like that. I mean, we could spend, like I said, hours and hours going through romanitaspress.com. We're talking with Lewis Tofari from where you at? Kansas City, Missouri. And we're going to get right back. Hang on. We're just running out of time here. But I have a question, okay?
Okay.
When we come back, I got to ask you, and in fact, you have an article on it, but I didn't get to read the whole article, so I want you to talk about the use of the Beretta, as you like to call it, Berettiquette, which I think is hilarious. So we're going to talk more with Lewis Tofari when we come back here on Your Morning Tradition. It's the Austins, Mike and Lisa Austin, and we are at MagnificatMedia.com, Magnificat Radio. We are
living our faith.